You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. The 1975 are a band from Manchester, England, made up of Matty Healy, Adam Hann, Ross MacDonald, and George Daniel. They started playing music together in 2002 when they were teenagers. Since then, they've released 4 albums, won 3 Brit Awards, and gotten 2 Grammy nominations. Their most recent album, Notes on a Conditional Form, came out in May 2020. In this episode, Matty and George break down how they made the song, The Birthday Party. Hello. There's a place I've been going. There's a place I've been going. My name's Matthew Healy.
My name's George Daniel. I guess I'm the primary producer and he is the primary songwriter.
We've been together since we were children, so we just try and support each other. The song started in LA. I spent a lot of my 20s in LA.
Normally, either I'll start something on my laptop or Matthew will come to me with an idea and want to record it. But this, actually, for the birthday party, we were all playing in a room together.
That was the first time in years that we'd sat down to like work out the arrangement of a song, because we don't do that when we're writing songs normally.
It was a product of something Matty wanted to try. The very first thing I heard was him playing the guitar and sitting on the sofa.
I like simplicity of form and conceptual ideas built on top of that. It was an acoustic guitar, but I had the idea that I wanted to play a C shape and have the bass line just move around that. And then I got the guys in the room to see what it felt like. I'm pretty sure I have a recording on my phone of us kind of figuring that out.
George, you start the drums?
Ross was kind of just playing that repetitive bass line.
And I played the drums. I remember it needed to be really light, like we were using brushes. We just realized that the harder you played that beat, it just got more and more void of emotion. And that kind of became a little bit of a blueprint for the way we were going to approach most of the sounds. It was like to keep them kind of soft.
I wanted this record to be quite simple or quite pure in its expression. I knew that the song was just going to be the same thing looping round again and again and again. It didn't feel like a big statement, you know, like a big reaching statement. And it felt like quite humble and it kind of set a pace at the way that I wanted to talk. And then I wrote to that.
Very nice.
The first thing that you come up with is normally the best. The stuff that I want to leave out is probably the stuff that I should put in. So if something comes out and then I want to edit it to preserve my own ego, I try not to do that. I was going through a tough time. I was definitely reevaluating myself and my behaviors and stuff like that, and I kind of lost a few things. And I relapsed for like the first time after coming out of rehab around about that time, and my relationship was kind of slowly coming to an end, and everything felt like it was drawing to an end in a kind of natural way. And I think that, like, you put it into a song and stuff and it becomes romantic and exciting, but all those things are just like boring and sad in reality. Do you know what I mean? You know, I try and make art out of the boring, sad parts of my life because it's better than them being boring and sad.
Hello.
There's a place I've been going. There's a place I've been going. Now I'm clean. It would seem. Let's go somewhere I'll be seen. As sad as it seems.
The song was kind of me at a party, like a house party. It was very conversational, almost like about a series of conversations that I was telling you that I was literally having.
I seen Greg and he was like, I seen your friends at the birthday party. They were kind of fucked up before it even started. They were.
It's like a play about my experiences, a fictionalized version of reality. It's kind of about being my age, which isn't old, and it isn't a teenager, and just reflecting on like the nuances of what it's like being that age, where some people are still emotionally immature, some people are moving way further into adulthood than you are. Like, I don't know, I'm a bit socially, not socially awkward, just not really up for intimacy with strangers.
This ain't going well. I thought I was stuck in hell. In a boring conversation with a girl called Mel, about a friend in Cincinnati called Maddie as well.
My favourite part in the song is actually the girls, or the fake girls.
Do you wanna come and get fucked up?
That line, I was gonna get girls to sing it. So we made a demo version of it to send to them, which is actually just me. And then we kind of like formatted the vocals. Basically, you can make your voice sound like a girl without kind of changing the pitch. And then it was funny. And then it was kind of just the best thing.
And I seen the girls and they were all like,
do you want to come and get fucked up?
I listen, I got myself a missus, says there can't be any kissing.
Oh, no, don't be a fridge, better wise up, kid. It's all Adderall now, it doesn't make you want to.
It wasn't until, I think, the end of that LA trip where it kind of started coming to life and becoming a way more kind of strange and psychedelic thing. Like, the way that we used the piano arpeggio is from the OP-1, the little teenage engineering synth. And it's a sample of a piano. We just recorded, like, 3 octaves. So you just go boom, boom, boom. And then that's all in one sample. And then basically when you play chords, it plays this really clumsy arpeggio that's free time, because the way the sampler works is the higher the pitch, the speed of the sample is different. So you get this completely changing, ever-evolving arpeggio that is imperfect. And that became like just one of our favorite things we've ever made. We wanted to have all these layers, but also keep quite a lot of intimacy.
It's full of a lot of like country and western kind of like sounds really. So a lot of like slide guitar. I like country music because I like its authenticity and its aspiration, and it's quite beautiful. This song, like, it's not like a country record at all. It just has like a kind of a twang to it.
Yeah, that was Matty playing the banjo. The banjo doesn't really sound like any other instrument, so it really like cuts through and is pokey. And then if you kind of juxtapose the banjo with like a bunch of synths or like weirder stuff, that's like, it just made it trippy. That's a synth called Omnisphere. It was like 2 sounds blended. One of those thumb kalimbas and like a music box. Even though we added loads and loads of production and it became this really weird trippy thing, we were trying to make this song feel like you're in a room with us playing a song. People talking kind of is a cool way to place somebody in a space.
It was actually really difficult to finish the song because there was this whole idea that we weren't serving the song without it going somewhere different vocally at the end, and it needed to have like this aspirational chorus. We tried a couple of things and it was just not what the song was. It didn't have a chorus in it. It wasn't moving towards a chorus. Like, that's not how like art works sometimes, you know? A chorus is just a repeated section, and the song just wasn't about repeating itself narratively. It was about this kind of never-ending stream of consciousness. And, you know, sometimes like your instinct is your art. To try and kind of massage it into something more palatable, it's just, you know, people would smell a rat, you know, if you're trying to give them something that you think that they want. So instead of that, the ending is this like kind of big instrumental finale.
That is our best friend and saxophone player, John Woff. And he did the brass arrangements for the other brass players. The main thing, like I said, was to record things played softly, but that didn't really apply to the sax because we wanted that to be kind of strangely aggressive.
I depend on my friends to stay clean, as sad as it seems.
I always finished with that line about the friends, depend on my friends to stay clean. It's just a sad line, isn't it? But I said, like, that's not where it's gonna end, you know? That was always like the placeholder end. And then we just realized after a while that it was the end.
I depend on my friends to stay clean, as sad as it seems, as sad as it seems.
But it's like the ending to The Graduate, you know what I mean? It's like, there is no ending. Life doesn't work like that.
Sad as it seems.
And now, here's The Birthday Party by The 1975 in its entirety.
Myself a missus, says there can't be any kissing.
Don't be afraid.
but the fucking state of it. I came pretty late to it. We can still be mates, cause it's only a picture. All your friends in one place. Always seen, whatever.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about the 1975. You'll also find links to buy or stream the song, and you can watch the music video for it. Song Exploder is made by me, Hrishikesh Hirway, with producer Christian Kunz, production assistant Olivia Wood, and illustrator Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of creative, independent podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. You can also follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.